Now look at part two. You'll hear a woman called Laura Adams talking about her work for a charity that aims to protect orangutans. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part two, and you'll also have 1 minute to check your answers at the end of part two.
Welcome, everybody. I hope you'll enjoy my talk about working for a charity which helps protect orangutans, one of our most important endangered species. What makes this beautiful animal so important? Perhaps it's because they have a very close resemblance to us humans. Indeed, the word orangutan in the Malay language means man of the forest. If you are lucky enough to encounter these animals, you'll soon realise how intelligent they are. In the wild, they are known to be able to fashion their own instruments to extract insects from inside trees or seeds from within fruit. Like other apes, they can communicate to other members of their species through a series of noises, but in captivity, they have also been known to learn sign language to transmit messages effectively to people. Perhaps this intelligence is partly due to the length of time young orangutans spend with their mothers, an amount which is second only to humans. Mothers will spend up to 8 years caring for their children until the young ape reaches maturity. Before the age of two, orangutans are carried by their mothers. Then they learn to climb through the trees, holding hands with their parent, a behaviour known as buddy travel. Unlike the other great apes, orangutans tend to live solitary lives, once independent of their mothers. Adults travel great distances throughout the forests, only occasionally socialising. They only rarely come down to the ground, preferring to spend their time moving through the forest canopy. This is where they forage for fruit, leaves and insects. Orangutans do not sleep on the ground or sitting up. Rather, they remain at the tops of trees, where they feel safe, pulling together branches to create nests, complete with pillows and blankets. The orangutan is, unfortunately, one of the most critically endangered species. There are estimated to be fewer than 40,000 remaining in increasingly small patches of forest in Indonesia and Malaysia. Recent fires have caused enormous habitat loss. Moreover, worldwide demand for palm oil, used in a huge range of products from chocolate to toothpaste, means that large-scale deforestation of the region's indigenous rainforests has taken place in favour of profitable palm tree plantations. It is a sad fact that many orangutans are caught and kept illegally as pets. I volunteer at a special centre which cares for such animals. Many of these apes cannot be released into the wild, so they are given a home here and made to feel as comfortable as possible. We also run a visitor centre here, where people can watch the orangutans at a distance and also learn more about the challenges facing this species and what we can do to protect their natural habitat. Funds raised here contribute towards a green technology centre, which aims to promote an awareness of conservation and wildlife protection among the residents of the surrounding villages. I hope this brief talk has given you an introduction into
Now you'll hear part two again.
Welcome, everybody. I hope you'll enjoy my talk about working for a charity which helps protect orangutans, one of our most important endangered species. What makes this beautiful animal so important? Perhaps it's because they have a very close resemblance to us humans. Indeed, the word orangutan in the Malay language means man of the forest. If you are lucky enough to encounter these animals, you'll soon realise how intelligent they are. In the wild, they are known to be able to fashion their own instruments to extract insects from inside trees or seeds from within fruit. Like other apes, they can communicate to other members of their species through a series of noises, but in captivity, they have also been known to learn sign language to transmit messages effectively to people. Perhaps this intelligence is partly due to the length of time young orangutans spend with their mothers, an amount which is second only to humans. Mothers will spend up to 8 years caring for their children until the young ape reaches maturity. Before the age of 2, orangutans are carried by their mothers. Then they learn to climb through the trees, holding hands with their parent, a behaviour known as buddy travel. Unlike the other great apes, orangutans tend to live solitary lives, once independent of their mothers. Adults travel great distances throughout the forests, only occasionally socialising. They only rarely come down to the ground, preferring to spend their time moving through the forest canopy. This is where they forage for fruit, leaves and insects. Orangutans do not sleep on the ground or sitting up. Rather, they remain at the tops of trees where they feel safe, pulling together branches to create nests, complete with pillows and blankets. The orangutan is, unfortunately, one of the most critically endangered species. There are estimated to be fewer than 40,000 remaining in increasingly small patches of forest in Indonesia and Malaysia. Recent fires have caused enormous habitat loss. Moreover, worldwide demand for palm oil, used in a huge range of products from chocolate to toothpaste, means that large-scale deforestation of the region's indigenous rainforests has taken place in favour of profitable palm tree plantations. It is a sad fact that many orangutans are caught and kept illegally as pets. I volunteer at a special centre which cares for such animals. Many of these apes cannot be released into the wild, so they are given a home here and made to feel as comfortable as possible. We also run a visitor centre here, where people can watch the orangutans at a distance and also learn more about the challenges facing this species and what we can do to protect their natural habitat. Funds raised here contribute towards a green technology centre, which aims to promote an awareness of conservation and wildlife protection among the residents of the surrounding villages. I hope this brief talk has given you an introduction into the
That's the end of part 2. You now have 1 minute to check your answers to part 2. That's the end of part 2.